is just leaves you in a place where you're not actually believing. You're just getting some teaching. But when you are a believer, and that's the only thing he really told us to start out with, is believe God. Believe Jesus is his son and accept him as your Lord. And so today I really believe that in the middle of this season that we're in, I'm going to release a prophetic word upon this body. And you are personally responsible for this word. Not myself. Say, I'm responsible for this word. And this word was a word to the body of Christ in 2017, the night of 2018, going into it. And it's Prophet Dave Wagner that is going to give this word. It'll be about 13 minutes long, so if you have a pen or a real good memory, take it in and hear what he's saying to you personally, even if it's not directly right to you or your church or wherever you're at. But this take it personally, and it'll change your life forever. Jeremy, would you do it?
Tonight, come on, that same Jesus we're singing about is here in this room tonight. And I believe right now that in this place, he's coming to make all things new. Come on, he's seeing you not as you are or as you were, but he's seeing you through the cross. He's seeing you through the words, it is finished. And I'm telling you tonight, you may have come in with some things that were unfinished from 2017, but he makes all things new. I feel like the Lord is bringing you into the season of the do-over, where God is causing some things that were overdue to come to you. Some things that were held back are about to be released. And I just heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, I leave no thing unfinished because I declared it is finished. Your healing is finished. Your redemption is finished. Your freedom is finished. For I am determined and fully persuaded, says the Lord, that you would have everything that I paid for at the cross. Not part of it, but all of it. For I am the Lord who restores all things, not some things, not a few things, but all things. And I'm bringing you into a year that's going to be filled with the restoration of all things. Supernatural family restoration, supernatural financial restoration, supernatural ministry restoration, supernatural church restoration, supernatural marital restoration. Well, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that in this year I am leaving no stone left unturned, for I am causing you to leap out of your grave clothes. I'm causing you to leap out of the past. And I hear the sound of chains that are breaking. And I felt like the Lord said that this is going to be the year of the clean getaway, for I'm causing you to cross clearly in this season, into from the what was into what is to come. And I felt like the Lord said, for many of you, the drought is over. I'm bringing you out of the desert season, and I'm bringing you into the place called promise, for I have processed you, and now I am positioning you. I have processed you, and now I am posturing you into the place of the overflow of my goodness and my grace. And I tell you in this hour, it is not a time to sit on the sidelines. It is not a time to be idle. It is not a time to talk. It is not a time to sit. It is not a time to sit back and waste time. For I call you in this season to arise, to arise, to arise. For if you will rise, then God will arise. I said, if you will rise, God will arise, and your enemies shall be scattered. For I am causing my church to rise to a new dimension, where you will discover the beauty of holiness, where you will walk in the way of love. For in this season, I am commanding you to pursue love with everything within you. For if you will pursue love, you will not miss. If you pursue love,
love, you will not be left out. If you pursue love, you will not be disappointed. And I hear the Lord saying that I'm turning the hearts of the prodigals in this city. I'm turning the hearts of the prodigals in this nation. I'm turning the heart of the prodigals in this year to come. For even those that have become disenfranchised with the church, I'm beginning to turn their hearts back to me. I'm beginning to turn their hearts back to my house. For the Lord says that this is a season where I'm coming with open arms. Or this is the year where the earth shall see the God of the open arms. For I'm coming to embrace the lost. I'm coming to embrace the downtrodden. I'm coming to embrace the down and out and the up and out. I'm coming to embrace those who have never known. And I tell you this, says the Lord, that this is going to be a Nicodemus year for those that would not come by day, those who would not come on a Sunday morning. They're going to begin to come at night. They're going to begin to come at night. And I'm telling you right now that I'm causing the night season to turn into the day season. For this is going to be a year of great light. For I'm going to begin to bring people into the place of full exposure and full disclosure, where nothing can be hidden and nothing can be shaken under the rug. For the Lord says that I'm sweeping out the cobwebs. For the Lord says that I'm calling my church to a new season, into a new season where they would not live out a sloppy Christianity, but they would be those who would be known by the holiness of God, the character of God. For I tell you this, says the Lord, there is coming a shaking to America. There's coming a shaking in the earth. But I hear the Lord say, let it shake, let it shake, let it shake, so that the only thing that can remain is the unshakable kingdom. For I'm coming to shake everything that doesn't look like me. I'm coming to shake everything that doesn't look like me. And the Lord says that I'm going to cause my church to look like me, to act like me, to talk like me. And I declare this to you, says the Lord, this shall be known as a miracle year for you from the beginning to the end, with no lulls in the middle. I tell you, it is time to accelerate, and it is time to demonstrate. It is time to accelerate and to demonstrate my love, to demonstrate my goodness and my kindness. And I kept hearing the Lord say over America, let freedom ring, let freedom ring, let freedom ring. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I'm telling you right now, the Lord is about to release a mighty anointing up the East Coast, from Florida all the way to Maine. There's about to be a move of the Spirit of God in the East Coast of America like never before. And I felt like the Lord said that I'm shaking my church awake. I'm shaking her awake where she has pulled the covers over her head. I say, wake up, wake up, wake up. If the church will awake, then America will awaken. If the church will awake, then Pensacola will awaken. If the church will awake, the nations of the earth will awaken. For I declare to you that it is harvest time for your family. It is harvest time for your city. It is harvest time for your region. It is harvest time for the nations of the earth. Look among the nations. Be utterly astounded that even if I were to tell you a thing, you would not be able to understand it or perceive it. I'm giving you eternal eyes to see. Eternal eyes to see in the days that are ahead. Allow me to adjust you. Allow me to adjust your vision so that you can see what I see and you can hear what I hear. Do you hear the sound of the souls crying out? Do you hear the sound of the souls crying out? God, if you're real, God, if you're real, you're the answer to the soul's cry. Do not say, well, I'm waiting for another. Do not say, I'm waiting for this one or that one. I heard the Lord say, tag, you're it. You are what you've been waiting for. You are what you've been waiting for. I'm not looking for another. I'm looking to you. And I heard the Lord say over the house of Jubilee, I'm not finished with you yet, and the vision isn't big enough yet. I'm about to expand your vision to the left and to the right. But I heard the Lord say, I don't want you to think about what it looks like to pastor just a church, but I want you to consider what it looks like to pastor a city. But I heard the Lord say that I'm tearing down the principalities of religion. I'm tearing down the principalities of of poverty. I'm tearing down the principalities of the good old boy system. I'm tearing down the principalities that have been here for century after century. And know this, that demon principality of racism is coming down in 2018. That demon principality is coming down. Come on, I'm telling you right now that God is about to do a redemption work. He's about to do a restorative work in this city, in this region, and in this nation like never before. I tell you this, says the Lord, don't look back and don't look around. This is your season to look up, for your hour of redemption is here. Look up, says the Lord, for I'm about to restore. I'm about to restore. I'm about to restore. For the Lord says that if you will see my face, if you will see the passion in my eyes, if you'll see the fire in my eyes, if you'll encounter my love, says the Lord, then you, not only will you be changed, but the nations around you shall be changed. Get ready, says the Lord, for it is time to engage the promises. It is time to go ahead. It is time to go above. It's time to go in, says the Lord, for this is a crossing over year. Many of you have been stuck in transition, but I'm taking you from transition to transformation in the year ahead. So get ready, says the Lord, for my eyes are upon you. Will you keep your eyes upon me? My heart is for you. Will you open your hearts for me? For I heard the Lord say, I am coming with a great commissioning. I am coming with a new commissioning upon this church. For the Lord says it is time to win this city. You've gone abroad. You've gone to this nation and that nation. But Pensacola, your time has come. Pensacola, your time has come. America, your time has come. I'm telling you right now, from the north to the south, the east and the west, Jesus is coming to invade this city. He's coming to invade this region. He's coming to invade America like never before. Come on, I feel a stirring in the room. I feel a shifting of the room. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, do not be afraid of the task at hand, for you are well able. You are well able. You are well equipped. And I'm telling you right now, the ability of God is in this room. I feel miracles all over this room tonight. That even some of you, as you step into this new year, God's about to bring you into a season where you're going to begin to see your sons and daughters come from afar. You're about to see your parents get saved. Your grandbabies get saved. Come on, I believe right now this is going to be a year where you see mental illness healed like never before. The chains of addiction are going to fall off. Come on, I believe right now God is about to do a work. Every word that was spoken over this place over the last 30 years, get ready. God's going to raise the dead out of this place. He's going to bring healing out of this place. Come on, not just healing to bodies, but healing to the nations. Come on, it is time for the healing of the nations. I hear the Lord saying, this is the year for the healing of the nations. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say yes and amen. Come on, every revelation requires a response. And you can either listen to it or you can receive it. And there's some words that you just got to receive. There's some words you just got to respond to right now and say, I'm not just going to let the word be over me, but I'm going to let the word become a part of me. Come on, right now, if you believe the word of the Lord, I believe right now, if you'll begin to shout out, come on, if you'll begin to receive the word, come on, if you begin to worship him in the word right now, come on, there's a sound in the room. There's a sound in the room. There's a shaking in the heavens and in the earth tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say yes and amen. We say yes and amen, God. So be it, Lord. Lord, let us be a church that leaves the 99 to go to the one. Lord, let us be the one that goes to the highways and the byways, where we declare that Brownsville shall be saved. We declare that Warrington shall be saved. We declare that Gulfree shall be saved. That Pensacola Beach shall be saved. That Ensley shall be saved. That Scenic Heights shall be saved, God. That in this region, God, you're about to pour out your spirit. Lord, we declare a revival in our high schools and in our middle schools, God. We declare, Lord, revival on UWF and PSC, God. We declare right now, in the name of Jesus, that you are our King, God. That you are the King over Pensacola. That Jesus is King. That Jesus is King. Come on, right now. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. When Jesus is King, it doesn't matter anybody's opinion, but Jesus is King. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the year of the triumphal entry, where he's about to make a triumphal entry into every defeated place, in every broken place, in every sick place, in every tormented place. Let freedom ring! Let freedom ring! Let freedom ring! freedom ring. Let freedom ring. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your prophets. We thank you, Lord, for your evangelists. We thank you for the body of Christ doing great things, believing great things. Because when we believe you, Lord, great things begin to happen. And we believe that great things are coming by the word of the Lord, not by our heads, not by what we think, not by our experience, but God, by the anointing of God. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing of God on Dave Wagner, Prophet Dave Wagner, on that New Year's Eve declaration. And we believe it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. Maybe we didn't catch it all, but maybe we can get half and then another half and a quarter. But God, when you speak it, we believe it. And then it begins to happen, because through believing things about the greatness of God, we begin to receive all that he has for us. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. That was good stuff. Hallelujah. A couple of you almost look like you're excited. Glory to God. Man, I've only listened to that probably about 30 different times. And sometimes I like to try to even do it daily. And it's kind of like this. Does it ever stop? Does it ever stop increasing in your life? Now, if it does, then you're personally responsible to get something that will never stop in your life. And we were singing about this river that you're going to walk, and when you get into the river, you're going to swim. It's going to be a river of life. It's going to be something that'll change your life. And that's that personal responsibility to take the word of the Lord and saying, now, this makes a whole lot of sense to me. And I had Pastor Tom had put out prophetic words that were spoken over this church from 2009 up to 2018, and it's unbelievable. It's like a little book, you know what I'm saying? And if that's the word of the Lord, which I believe it is, and what I heard today, if I say amen to it, then I believe that. But then if I believe it, I'm going to have to start walking it out. And so what would that look like in your life? If you started walking out some of this stuff that was prophesied, where does prophecy come from anyway? Where, you know, like a Dave Wagner, a guy that was really a throwaway. The world threw him away. He was a basket case. He tried to kill himself 9 different times. And now God's raised him up to affect nations throughout the earth. Raised a person that was nothing to the highest position in the lands, talking to our presidents, prophesying over leaders throughout the earth. It's God. That's all I can say. It's God. And why not us? Let's not look for another. Let's not look for another prophet. Let's look to us, that God's wanting to use us. And the enemy is working overtime and overtime and then some more overtime to stop us from believing who we really are. We've been talking about identification. Well, my identification lies totally in what God is saying in the day that I'm living. You hear what I'm saying? So when we receive a prophetic word for a year, which is pretty powerful, one time, and I don't remember, this might even been before 2009, but one time the Lord spoke that we were 3 years behind the word of the Lord. I'm going, man, what do you do at 3 years behind of the word of the Lord? And so we had received the word, but we were behind that far, 3 years. But you know, it's interesting, that sign out here that says, welcome to your new day, that was 2006. We got it up there at 2017. So your words always are redeemable. That word was a redeemed word from 2006. God does not go back on his word. And if you could grab it, and I remember one time Dave Wagner was prophesying And it was kind of his first maiden voyage, I guess, and he was in Grand Forks, and he got done prophesying over my life. I said I'd have to have three lives to live all of the stuff that he was prophesying over my life. It was so rich. It was so mind-boggling. God does not want you to figure him out. Because if you're sitting around trying to figure God out, you're really wasting your time. Amen? His to comprehend God is so far fetched even, because he just keeps on reproducing and reinventing. So maybe I will live until I'm 150, or I'll just die because I'm about 15 years behind the word of the Lord. And I don't want to be 15 years. And you know, the fact is, I think we're right on time. I really believe that. I believe that prophetic word. I listened to it right around June and July, and I said, we are not behind. We might be applying here, and in the realm of the Holy Spirit, we've got to change to understand the game-changing ideas that God is doing on the earth. Did you know that he was interested in your countries? Did you know that he was interested in taking us? And don't you know that you're it? Hallelujah. And so we're looking and we're talking about some of these things that we're wanting to see the earth receive. And so I really believe that we're being changed into something that is going to resemble a leader. Many of us will be leaders if we decide to step into those realms. Now, the one area is, we were talking about baptism, entering into baptism. Baptism is a powerful, powerful thought. If you went down every week and got baptized because of the grabbing of the truth of the cross that Jesus died on, and the burial, and what that cross meant, and the burial of the Son of God, and the resurrection of the Son of God. If you took those three things and thought about them for 1 year's time and applied them to your life, you see, the challenge is that God is challenging us to say, I'm going to believe that this is real. Danny, would you lay down on the ground, please? Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So when you lay down on the ground, I'm glad he's doing that. I've been having a hard time getting up, so I'll help you, Danny. If you're down, I'll get you up. So you see, there's a dead man. There's a dead man, a crucified man, a man that's laying on the ground. There's a man that has entered into burial. You know, when you get in this stage, you feel like, man, this is a bad place to be. He was crucified, dead and buried. And we are supposed to be what? Crucified, right? We are identifying with the death of Christ and then the burial. And so dead man, you can't do anything. You can't offend him. I could kick Danny right now and it wouldn't bother him one bit because he's dead. You know, and Jesus did some real powerful things on the cross. Who's going to go through crucifixion? Who's going to go through crucifixion? I feel like that we've been in some crucifying times that we go through crucifixion. If a man or woman even has a life that's similar to what God is doing, the enemy wants to crucify it. And then in burial, you can't fight a dead man. But when a dead man raises, then you are in for a great, great revival. Amen. Danny, I'm going to give you a hand if we don't both land down there. All right. Thank you, Danny, for being a dead man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Danny, for being a resurrected man. Thank you. You know, sometimes we get into this religious, you remember it was said, we get into this religious idea of who God is. And up in the North Country, we're I don't know if it's the cold weather that we just freeze up and it makes us thaw out. you know, right around June or July, and you have one good Sunday, it's one good Sunday, and you go back into the frozen chosen. You see, people, God is looking, I mean, people are looking for God. Amen? And if he doesn't find them in you, where are they going to find them? Okay? Poor, we're serious today. And the statement to be born again. I mean, have we, as a nation, been challenged in the last election? I don't know if we got a Democrat or Republican. I don't even know who that dude is. But I know this much, he has a lot of guts. And he's doing things that no other president has done for many, many years. And he takes the Bible and reaches and holds the Bible up. I just start laughing because just the way the guy talks and everything else. But you know what? Something happened to him. The Holy Ghost got a hold of him. I believe he got born again of the Spirit of God. And he's willing to stand up and say, hey, I'll fight for Christianity. I'll fight against abortion. I'll fight against these demonic forces that keep on coming up. And instead of the church just saying, well, you know, it's just the signs of the times. We can't do that, right? We got to be better than that. That's not a game-changing thought that we just, throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're ready to do some great things. And you know what? It only takes one person for you to affect for 1 year that's going to change their life, and you're going to change because you're going to change their life. Because we have to embrace discipleship. We have to embrace. You know, you can sing. Your gift cannot save you. Your gift cannot save anyone else. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Your gift might be very gifted. You could sing until the cows come home, but that's not going to save anyone. That's a gift. But the anointing that breaks the yoke, when you're anointed, when God speaks to you, you go, was that guy anointed up there? I could listen to that about 5-6 more times today, and it would change my life forever. Because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's unbelievable stuff that puts our mind so far out there, it blows it. You see, our mind needs to be blown in the Holy Ghost. It's not by might, it's not by our intellect, it's not by our strength, it's not by our ability, and it's not by might or power. Our power, well, I'm very powerful, and I have this and I have that. It's not by that. And every man or woman that was picked in the Bible, it was those two things were not a criteria of getting a job done. It was by the Spirit. And the Spirit never made sense. You know, never made sense as far as in the natural realm. Take a look at Moses. I mean, Moses blew it. Moses went to the wilderness. Moses walked around the wilderness for 40 years. Why would you deal and work with that? Because God said it way back when that you were going to be a deliverer of my people. And he won't go back on his word. And Moses become a deliverer of his people. How about Esther, girls? I think Esther's a cool chick. I don't think that's lowering her. But Vashti, she was very, very beautiful, but she was in rebellion to God. She was doing her own thing. She was doing her own might. She was doing her own deal, and God rejected her. The king rejected her. But Esther came in. She was a Jewish girl, should have never been, you know, someone that was connected with royalty. But you know what? When you come in by the word of the Lord and by the anointing of God, things are going to begin to happen. Right. We got to give up what we did last year. We got to get over getting over whatever we're needing to get over. You know, if we could share each other's sins for the last year, what good would that be? You know, maybe in your lowest place, you feel like, well, you know what? I'm not worthy. Well, guess what? You aren't. And guess what? I'm not either. But he is. You remember Dave Wagner when he was talking about working on a lawnmower? Apparently, it's very mechanical. But he was working on this lawnmower trying to take the blade off. And after about 3 hours, he was so frustrated when he got the blade off, he went and threw the blade across the yard. and said some things that were not very, very godly or Christian-like. Most religious people would have said, man, that is the craziest, wildest person I've ever run into. But God said to him, he said, this, what was it? You remember the exact statement, Tom? Oh, you're great right now, and the world needs your greatness. Okay, I need you to know that you're great right now, and the world needs your greatness. How would you like to receive that word after you spassed out, threw a lawnmower blade, cursed? I'm going, God, why are you blowing our minds? Because really what he's doing, he's setting us into place to get our minds out of the way. Get our strength out of the way. When you're so frustrated with yourself, man, I feel like I've been crucified this year. I really feel like it. And don't feel sorry for me. You know, I go, why in the world is all these things happening this year? And God's saying, hey, don't feel sorry for yourself. I'm crushing you. I'm going, boy, that felt good. You're just taking everything. I'm crushing you, son. Because on the inside of what I'm trying to crush is the ointment and also the wine, the new wine. If you're not crushed, if you're not just squeezed out, what good are we? And so the challenge is we're going to be squeezed. In this next 6 months, we're going to be squeezed, and we might be crucified, and burial will feel good. You can lay down and say, man, this is all right. Except Jesus was even working in burial. You remember? He died. He went to hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. So Jesus was working in that. Now, I don't look forward to going to hell, and I think that job's already been done. Somebody already filled it, so I'm not going to take it. But that resurrection life, when Jesus come out of that grave, and with the disciples and the women that were going to see Jesus, and Jesus, don't you know he's risen? He's not here. He is risen. Hey, guess what? He's not here anymore. He is risen. Danny's alive unto God. Danny is everything that God sees him right now. Every time I talk with Danny this last 6 months, you know, he's got an excuse for something. He said, well, it's been tough. It's been rough. I said, well, God's just trying to kill you. And I said, he's working on me pretty good, too. And it's a new day. Right. It's a new challenge. It's a new time for us all to rise up and just say, hey, this is who I am. I just threw the lawnmower blade, cursed God out, and you're saying that this is my best day? Well, I think maybe after resurrection, when I seen Dave Wagner prophesying right there, that was, I think, one of his best days. But it was through that process to bring you to that place where you're going to be crushed. So you say, well, my sins hold me out of heaven. No, your repentance of saying, God, you're more than enough. I say yes to you. And then you won't always have to go back and repent. And repentance is very, very good. If you have to do it twice, 100 times a day, it's a good thing. But let's realize that God's changing us into something so extraordinary, so powerful, so mind-blowing that we'll never be the same again. And we can do that today, right? Make that type of commitment. And I went through this whole thing. I think 10 things, if you could do 10 things, just 10 things for the next year, as a life coach and as one that is being coached. All right? You understand that? When you become a disciple, there is a graduation from discipleship, but then he tells you to go and make disciples. All right? And if we're not doing that, we're missing something. And I think that's our challenge. If we're missing it, we can get on course and start shooting straight and hit the mark every time. Amen? And somebody that you know that it's not going to have to be running out to the college and try to get 10 students, so you can disciple them. I believe that the person that needing disciple right now, you know very, very well. You know them. And a disciple, when you're picking a disciple, you have to find the Holy Ghost upon their lives or you're wasting time, if you're hearing what I'm saying. If they don't want to be born again, if they don't want to be baptized, if they don't want to go with the deal, stop wasting your time, go to someone else and pour your life into them. And I know that was the word right there. You can't change someone that will not be willing to change. Now, once they say yes, then you become the hound dog from heaven. And on Sunday morning, they're with you at church. On Wednesday night, you've called them. Maybe you had a meeting, and you're going to make sure that person is fed maybe twice a week on a Tuesday and on a Thursday, and then on a Sunday morning again. And you're going to keep bring them to prayer meeting, get a good breakfast, and get some prayer in them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But if we're not committed enough to do any of that, why would anyone else be committed enough to us as disciples that have been discipled to make disciples? And I believe that this is the word of the Lord. There's 10 things that I think that we could get a hold of that would change the world that we live in. Not 1,000 sermons, 10 things. And they'd be very, very simple things. So anyway, how many people want a prophetic, I've got a prophetic, a prophetic deal for this last year, what Dave just gave. Yeah, we got one. Well, I think you have one, two. All right, three, four. Okay, we'll make 5 copies. Next week, we'll have them back here. You 5, you can have that prophetic deal. Anyone else wanting one, you can get a hold of Pastor Danny here, all right? All right? But I really believe that this is the word of the Lord, and I believe this is the challenge that we're supposed to fulfill in 2018 and beyond, all right? Because 2019 is coming, and I know that Dave Wagner will have another prophetic word for 2019 and beyond. So, Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you. Would you please stand? Hallelujah. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord would say that I have watched and I have seen and I have observed you. Even in this time, in this season, and it has not been an easy time or season. It's been a time of milling around and wondering and thinking and back and forth. And the fight is not only a fight of just taking care of the natural, but taking care of your spiritual, taking care of that. And you've been concerned and you've been fighting in it. And the very thing that you heard today was, you're crucified with me. You're buried with me, and you're resurrected with me. Because you know the resurrected time, and you're saying, I want to be faithful, and I want to be true, and I want to do what you told me to do, God. But it seems like it's just such a fight, such a battle. And God's saying, son, it is a battle, but you're winning it. You're winning it. You're pushing through. You're pushing beyond. I see beyond the veil. I see when he died on the cross and the veil was rent. I see that happening in your Christian life. And the battle will be fierce, even more fierce than now. But I am in the midst of the battle, saith the Lord. And I see the power of the servant Elisha when he said, they're surrounding us and they've surrounded us. And God saying, yeah, please open up the servant's eyes and show him the army of the Lord. The angels with fire chariots all around the army of the world. And I hear the word of the Lord for all of us. They've surrounded us, but he surrounded them. Hallelujah. And there's a song by Michael W. Smith that's out right now that I really believe is such a prophetic thing to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. They've surrounded us. The enemy has surrounded us. But there is an army that has surrounded them. The enemy will be defeated, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And they were actually hit by blindness. And God blinded the enemy by the Spirit of the Lord and his army. Father, we ask right now that you blind the enemy in Tom's life, in his family, that the enemy would be blinded, us as a church, that the enemy would be blinded, that he'd not be able to see or hear or do what God's wanting. Come on now, that the enemy has been surrounded by the army of the Lord, and God has placed blindness upon the enemy, that they will not be able to see the greatness of the greatness and the goodness of God. And in this season, I believe that the enemy will be exposed as your friends. Because there's a lot of enemies that you thought were enemies, but they were actually your friends. And in this day, in this hour, I believe that there's going to become friendship with people that seemingly was your enemies, but God is going to open up the servant's eyes. And he's going to see the enemy, but he's going to see the army of the Lord. Come on now, can you grab the army of the Lord? He's fighting for you. These are the days of the mighty ones. These are the ones that will be Goliaths, and these are the ones that will come out against us, and they'll look too big for us, but we have the army of the living God. Hallelujah. And the giants will turn into little children, and the children will turn into giants and kill the Goliaths of this earth with their own weapon, with their own sword. I believe God's moving on behalf of his church like we've never seen before. I believe that he's kicking down the walls of resistance. I believe that he's cutting up the chains that would hold people back from coming into this season called the season of the takeover. The season of the takeover. The chains be broken off you in Jesus' name. And that you'd not be weak. You'd not be sloppy. You'd not be that person. But you'd be that person that's saying, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to do everything I possibly can do. And if you're needing a life coach, you say, I don't know how to get started on this journey. While we've got life coaches around here, we'll assign them to you for a season of time, maybe just to get you going into a discipleship so that you can be a disciple. Help you with a group with maybe two or three people that you're sitting down and you're praying for. God, because the army of the Lord is surrounding us with great favor right now. Say it, the Spirit of the living God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the saints of God here. And we kick out procrastination. We kick out hesitation. It will not rule us any longer. It'll not hold us back that we'll not be part of a great move called the move of God on the earth. The greatest move on the earth. We will not use an excuse. And we'll not use our gift. We will not prostitute our gifts, thinking that that's going to deliver something. Because a gift does not deliver the anointing of God upon your life in power and authority. Will deliver out of the Holy Spirit. So Father, thank you for the giftings. Thank you, Lord, for the powers of healing and the nine spiritual gifts and the nine fruit of the Spirit. God, we thank you for them. But Lord, we're looking for the anointing to break the yoke right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Take us, lead us to the crucified life. Kill us, Lord, because it is necessary to be crucified, dead, and buried, and coming into resurrection in Jesus' name. Hokaraba sataraba satari sataro sanamahara ero sare karamando to sikanira pasikanalabasai. And I say that my spirit is the power on the earth. My spirit is the power in this time and in this season. My spirit will move among my saints like never before, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're needing prayer for any area of your life in any way, shape, or form, please come up. Fellowship is so important. If you're wanting to meet someone, go over there and say, hey, I want to meet you, shake their hands. And so with those that are needing prayer, please come.